count them. Go ahead, try. You can't. There are too many. Over 3,000 standing stones arranged in roughly parallel rows, stretching for miles across the Brittany countryside. The largest megalithic site on Earth. And nobody knows why it's here. Pause. The stones were erected over a period of about 1,000 years, between 4500 and 3300 BCE. That's older than the Great Pyramid by a millennium. Older than Stonehenge by almost as much. Let that time frame sink in. 1,000 years of continuous effort. Roughly 50 generations of people cutting, hauling, and erecting stones for a purpose we've completely lost. Pause. Look at the pattern. The stones aren't placed randomly. They form alignments, rows that run from northeast to southwest. The largest stones are at the western end, some standing over 4 meters tall. As you move east, they gradually decrease in size, dwindling to shoulder height or less. Why? Is it perspective play, making the rows seem longer than they are? Is it symbolic growth or diminishment, representing something in the builder's worldview? Is it functional, different-sized stones for different purposes? We don't know. Pause. Here's what hits you when you're standing among them. These stones are local granite. Heavy. Dense. Quarried from somewhere and moved here, one by one, thousands of times. The largest stones weigh around 350 tons, comparable to some blocks at Stonehenge. But at Stonehenge, there are about 100 large stones total. Here, there are 3,000. The labor investment is staggering. This wasn't a project. This was a commitment spanning generations. Parents hauled stones that their great-grandchildren would still be hauling. Pause. The standard archaeological interpretation is that Karnak was a ceremonial landscape. The alignments lead to stone circles and burial mounds. The rows might represent processional paths, ancestors standing in formation, or boundaries between sacred and profane space. This is probably partially true. But it doesn't explain the precision of the rows. The consistent decrease in stone size. The astronomical orientation. Pause. In the 1970s, Alexander Thom, a Scottish engineer turned archaeologist, surveyed Karnak extensively. His analysis suggested the alignments incorporated sophisticated geometry and tracked lunar movements. The moon's position at rising and setting shifts over an 18.6-year cycle called the lunar standstill. Thom believed the Karnak alignments were a massive observational apparatus for predicting this cycle. If he's right, the Neolithic builders of Brittany understood orbital mechanics well enough to build a miles-long astronomical instrument. Using nothing but stone and observation. Pause. Thom's theories are controversial. Some archaeologists consider his measurements cherry-picked. Others point out that any arrangement of thousands of stones will show some alignments just by chance. But Thom wasn't proposing magic. He was proposing intelligence. Neolithic people watching the sky, tracking patterns, encoding knowledge in monuments. Given what we know from Newgrange and Göbekli Tepe, is that so hard to believe? Pause. Here's the dark part of the Karnak story.